Would you like to share your opinions, what you think about mornings, and also share your morning routines as detailed as possible?
Absolutely. Mornings are incredible, incredibly important, and as are evenings. As a warrior, I learned to take one day at a time and to treat each day as a lifetime, and I learned that from Mr. Nakamura. One day, one lifetime. We don't know if we're going to get another chance tomorrow, so today we do the best we can. In order to do the best we can, we've got to prepare ourselves. The warrior always prepares himself. And so he has this attitude, and I have this attitude, that if I'm not trained and prepared, then I can't serve. You know, I can't do my job as a warrior. I can't serve my family. I can't serve my team, my country, whatnot. And so the operative order is master the self first and then serve. Now, of course, as we evolve, we're doing them simultaneously, but it always has to be you take care of yourself, you master yourself first, and then you serve. Let's take this to a day. Now, one day, one lifetime. The morning time is the time to serve yourself, to prepare your body, mind, system for battle. That what you have coming during the day being metaphorically the battle. For the Navy SEAL, it truly might be a battle or the mission. And so the Navy SEAL must win in his mind before he steps foot on the battlefield. And so what I do every day, and I teach my students, is a morning routine where we win in our mind before we start our day. The routine starts when you wake up. It's obviously, as soon as you open your eyes, you begin to check into and to refine whatever dialogue your first thoughts are, right? And this is before you speak anything. Just begin to curate the thinking. And so if you had any like negative dreams or negative things going on in your mind, you just get them out and you begin to replace it with positive thoughts. And the best way to do that, we found, is just through a gratitude practice. And so just begin to reflect upon things you're grateful for. And so you do that while you're waking up, and you know, when you're ready to get out of bed, even if you're going to get back into bed, which I do, but I get back into bed in a meditative posture and I get back in to do the rest of the practice. But the first thing I'll do when I get out of bed is to use the restroom, and then I take a fresh glass of water. And when I drink that water, I reflect upon gratitude again, but also my own health and the health of the planet, and you know, how everything is connected and how this water is going to, you know, really, really... you know, it's a really important part of me, my body, you know what I mean? So, and the water itself helps, you know, rehydrate you after the evening. It helps detoxify you from all the, you know, gunk that's built up. And it also just has a real energetic effect because, you know, we're mostly water. And so, you know, it's like kind of filling up your radiator. You need it to think well and for, you know, the electrical system and the chemical system to work well. So anyways, it's a very symbolic act. You know, warriors are into symbols. So this is a very symbolic act. So there's two things I've done now. One is I've started to mentally curate my thoughts with positive energy through the gratitude practice. And then I've done something that's physiologically really good for me, and it's another act of kind of blessing for the earth and for my body. Then the third thing we do is we go into a breathing practice. You know, I call it box breathing, and I've been teaching this since 2007. So the box breathing practice is a way to get to retrain yourself to breathe much slower and much more controlled and refined. And so we inhale to a count of four or five, and we hold our breath to a count of four or five, and then exhale to the same count, and then hold. And we'll do this for a minimum of 5 minutes, and I do 20 minutes a day. At the end of the box breathing practice, we will go into a visualization. And the visualization is what I call a dirt dive. Now, in the SEALs, we used to dirt dive a mission, which was a mental rehearsal. So the dirt dive is to mentally rehearse your day. Now, of course, I check and I do my planning during the evening time, so I know what my day and what the critical inflection points are and what I need, you know, what are the big things I need to, the big rocks I need to move, you know. And so I visualize myself going through the day and seeing each major evolution as a win. So I win in my mind. Then I check into my future me visualization, which is a vision I have for who I am and how I'm going to serve and how I'm going to impact the world, you know, about 20 to 30 years out. And so I'll go in and check in with that vision and kind of like fire it up a little bit, add some energy and just make sure it's there, because that's my background vision. That's like my North Star. I'm always going toward that vision, even though I'm focused on one day today, one day, one life. Then when I'm done with all that, I'll check into my ethos. Now, the ethos is a written statement of my passion, purpose, and principles. It's basically the, my uniqueness that we talked about earlier. Yeah. I have it written down, and I check it every day, and I'm always kind of tweaking a little bit. But it gets me deeply grounded in this sense, oh, yeah, this is why I'm here. So I don't forget. You know, I don't go blindly through the day. Just we say this thing in Seal Fit that you have to always know your why. Why something's happened to you, why some person is in your life, why you're making a decision, and it's all connected to your ethos, which is what's fueling that vision. You know what I'm saying? And then that's it. But the last thing, if I have time, is to do some movement. And my movement is going to be, it's a combination. I call it Kokoro Yoga. Kokoro means heart, mind. It's a blend of traditional asana, moving with the breath, with some qigong type movements, right? And so I like to do about 15 minutes of that. If I'm coming to the training center, my Seal Fit training center, oftentimes I'll just do that here. And I'll do that followed by either before or after my more rigorous physical training. So if you want to do the sum total, if that typically will come to my training center and do my physical training, and you know that might be from like 7 to 8:15 or 8:30 or 8 to 9, depending upon what time I get out there. So typically I'm doing this morning routine from when I wake up at, you know, anywhere from 6 to 6:30. I used to get up a lot earlier, but I don't really need to anymore. So I, you know, the days of me getting up at 5 to do a hardcore workout are over. I do my morning routine, and then I come in and do my training, and I really don't start doing any like work type activities until 10 a.m. Yeah, unless I'm writing, you know, sometimes I'll add blocks of time to write in the morning.
Interesting. And what do you eat in the morning?
I usually eat a bullet. You know, I just have some, you know, butter in my coffee, and then more recently, I've been having an Ample. And Ample is it's a new company, new product that I'm. They're sponsoring my podcast, and I've been helped the founder get it started. Not really get it started, but to get the word out, and I invested some money with it. And it's basically a complete meal. They have a 400 and a 600 calorie version. And it's a complete meal in powder form in a bottle. So you just add water, shake it, and now you got all the protein, carbs, and fat from very, very healthy sources, you know, like kale and macadamia nut. And so it's an amazing thing, because not only are you hydrating, but you're getting a complete healthy meal, all the micronutrients, all the probiotics and prebiotics, stuff that most people are missing every day. I make sure that I get that in the morning. And I'll start that before my workout, and I'll finish it during and after the workout. So I pretty much eat a liquid meal while I do my physical training. It's kind of new to me, but I love it. It's working out extremely well, because I leave, not only am I nourished, I don't have to worry about what I'm going to eat after my workout, so I don't go catabolic, and I don't have to worry about supplementation, because I'm getting all the micronutrients from the Ample and really good fat. And really good protein sources. It's actually quite good. So that's my meal. Now, once in a while, I'll have a nice breakfast. If I have a breakfast, like a, you know, eggs, bacon, cottage cheese, fruit kind of breakfast, then that's pretty much my meal for the whole day. I don't typically eat lunch. And then I'll have a light dinner, but I might have a snack. One of the things, since you brought up food, is I eat probably 25 to 30% less than most other people. Yet I'm not suffering from emaciation, you know. I've maintained a 195-pound weight for the last 20 years. You know, I've routinely can smoke, you know, the younger guys in CrossFit workout or the physical training. And I think it's largely because I eat less than most people.